Good evening, Eagle Country, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to schedule your next appointment and, of course, learn more about their services at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoSensi.com. I am your host, Double T. Glad to be with you on this Monday evening. As always, jam-packed show, lots to get into as it pertains to hometown sports. We are going to get to the hometown sports stuff here momentarily. Before I get to that, I do want to talk about something that seems to be on everybody's mind today. A lot of folks having a blast with the roast of Tom Brady, which happened yesterday, streaming live on a particular platform. And I myself have not gotten a chance to see the entire thing. I have watched some of it, saw maybe about the first half an hour of the event, and I will say I have laughed out loud at a lot of the things that I have heard during this roast, and I'm looking forward to completing the rest of it perhaps this evening or sometime this week. But again, we're talking about a player that is maybe the greatest of all time in his particular sport. You could easily argue he's the greatest of all time at his position. 7 Super Bowl championships and 3 MVPs. It is really hard to compete with that. Yes, there is going to be other quarterbacks in the conversation. Maybe Joe Montana will come to mind. Maybe Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. There's some others that you can mention as well. But Tom Brady, a phenomenal career. I can't believe I'm speaking this highly of a dude that went to Michigan. As most of you know, I'm an Ohio State guy, but I do remember back to Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win with the Patriots, taking on that LA Rams team that I had a little bit of a disdain for, because I just said I was a big Ohio State fan, still am a big Ohio State fan, and I loved Eddie George. He was one of the players that made me fall in love with the Buckeyes, and his Tennessee Titans came up just a yard short in the Super Bowl, playing that very same Rams team, then from St. Louis. So I was not real happy about that, and I didn't want to see the Rams have any further success. So I was actually on the Tom Brady bandwagon, at least for that first Super Bowl. And then, you know, they start to win so much that you want to see somebody else win. So you can kind of develop a little bit of a disdain for these teams that win a lot of championships. But over time, I think you have to appreciate what those teams have done. And Tom Brady is one of those players, whether you like him or you hate him, a phenomenal career. And very much looking forward to watching the rest of that roast. I will say it may not be for everyone. Some of the things that these people are getting up on stage and saying, it's not rated PG. I'm just going to say that. So if it's not really your thing, that's okay. I know a lot of people have watched it or watched some of it already and are interested in it because of who the subject is. Most of us that are sports fans, particularly if you're my age, you've seen all of Tom Brady's career. So again, it's just something that I'm naturally gravitating to because he's one of the greatest athletes that have performed through. Wanted to start on a topical conversation because that is a very, very popular thing that's being talked about right now. But without further ado, we'll jump into local sports talk, give you a little bit of the rundown on the show here this evening. We are going to highlight one area team in particular that has been fantastic this spring. We got some individuals that we want to highlight. And then the bulk of our show is going to be talking about the new sectional assignments in 6 sports here in the state of Indiana, the IHSAA approving those new sectional assignments just last week. So that's what we're getting into this evening. So without further ado, want to start off the local portion of the show here this evening, talking about the Lawrenceburg girls tennis program, winners of the EIAC regular season title. Big congratulations to the Lady Tigers. They wrapped up the EIAC with a win over East Central, who has had a very, very good program here for quite some time. Not easy to defeat the Lady Trojans, so when you do, take a picture, write it down, save that memory, because it doesn't happen often. But the Lady Tigers, they're not losing very often this season. They have been outstanding, 12-1 as a team, including that perfect 7-0 record in the EIAC. Their only loss of the season is to Notre Dame Academy, and they lost that one 3-2. So a very, very close match, hardly fought match, and just fall to another really good team in the area. Other season accolades for Lawrenceburg girls tennis include winning the Shelbyville invite. They went 3-0 there and only dropped 1 point, so certainly a highlight of their season thus far. And now that the regular season has kind of come to an end, conference tournament's going to be there, and then a sectional as well, so still some big moments perhaps for this team as we are getting closer and closer to the end of spring sports. So wanted to give a big congratulations to the Lawrenceburg girls tennis team. All right, moving on to our next subject, some area high school seniors, winners of Indiana Basketball Coaches Association scholarships. 40 Indiana high school seniors were named winners of these scholarships. There was various ones that were awarded. The IBCA each year presents a grant of $500 to each recipient in the names of Marion Crowley, Junior Mannies, Pat Aikman, and Steve and Jeannie Witte. And among the Marion Crowley Award recipients are Dylan Maxwell and Adam Stevenson of East Central, Addison Barnes Pettit of Greensburg, Sadie Washman, and Ellie Ryan of Oldenburg Academy. Now, in order to be in consideration for this particular scholarship, you have to have achievement in basketball, which all five of those individuals certainly did in varying degrees. You also have to have participation in extracurricular activities and service to one school and community. So again, big congratulations to those five: Dylan Maxwell, Adam Stevenson, Addison Barnes Pettit, Sadie Washman, and Ellie Ryan for winning the Marion Crowley Award from the IBCA. And that will go towards their post-secondary education. We do wish all those five recipients good luck in their future endeavors. Graduation is right around the corner and probably off to college for many of those five, maybe even continuing their athletic careers as well. So again, congratulations there. Speaking of congratulations, Milan's Aiden Potts recently signing his letter of intent to continue his academic and athletic career at Indiana University Kokomo. There he will continue running cross country and track and field. He has been very, very good in both of those sports at Milan High School pretty much all 4 years that he has been there, running either by himself or in teams. He has really helped those programs achieve quite a bit over his 4 years, so wanted to give special recognition to Aiden Potts on his commitment to Indiana University Kokomo. Speaking of track and field, let's head over to Harrison High School and I would say middle school as well, because got two young ladies from Harrison that have been standing out in track and field. Their names are Abigail Dunn, seventh grader, and senior Natalie Kiefer. Now, last week at the Milford Invitational, Abigail Dunn set a new school record in the 800-meter race. She finished with a time of 2 minutes and 28 seconds. That time currently sits at number 2 in the state of Ohio and is good to get her to next week's state meet. And after she broke that record, she went off to watch the high schoolers do their thing. I believe her brother is on the high school team, but so too is Natalie Kiefer, who is one of the top distance runners in the entire state of Ohio. And she finished third in the mile with a time of 4:48. That is blazing speed. That was one of the best times in the state. So she already held the school record prior to putting up that 4:48. She broke her own record by 10 seconds. That is absolutely phenomenal. And that new school record stands as the third fastest 1600 time in Ohio. And 26th all time in the Cincinnati area. So congratulations to Abigail Dunn and Natalie Kiefer, absolutely getting it done on the track. Some really, really fast times, and who knows, maybe even some more big accolades for those two as the season rolls on. And in a similar vein, had this information sent to me over the weekend. There is a Greendale Middle School student that is also performing really, really well in track and field and goes by the name of Grayson Messer. And she is ranked in the top 10 in Indiana in four track and field events. She is second in the 400 meter, ninth in the 100 meter, 10th in the 200 meter, and 10th in the long jump. And she currently holds the GMS record for the fastest 400 meter dash with a time just over a minute and 3 seconds. So Grayson Messer, one to be on the lookout for as well, along with Abigail Dunn. Both of those young ladies doing some big things at the middle school level in track and field. So appreciate those all that information that was sent over to me over the weekend. Glad to get that information out for you here on Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And one more thing to get to before we go to break and come back and talk about those new sectional assignments in six sports in the state of Indiana. I thought this was a cool story posted just this past Friday by yours truly, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, Division of Historic Preservation and Archaeology, announcing their winners of their annual Historic Preservation Month photo contest. And as I'm saying all that information, you're saying, how does that tie into sports in any way, shape, or form? Well, it actually does, with one of the winners, Andrew Forrester of Madison, the winner of the Preservation Month annual theme for his photo of the Salm Gymnasium at Madison High School. He's tucked up in one of the corners of the gym. Looks like it is a packed house. A really cool photo, and chose to go black and white with the photo, which gives it a certain aesthetic as well. But a really, really cool photo you can check out over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And that's a pretty neat gymnasium if you've never been to see a basketball game there or a volleyball match as well. So wanted to shout that out, and nicely done from Andrew Forster. Some real talent there with that photo. So make sure you're checking that out. Maybe you do that on this break. It'll be a short one. When we come back, we're going to talk about new sectional assignments in Indiana. This is fun stuff. You're listening to Crunch Time on Eagle Country 99.3. Welcome back to Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. Also appreciate those listening at EagleCountryOnline.com or via the free Eagle Country 99.3 app. I am Double T. Glad to be with you on this Monday evening, and I've been looking forward to talking about this particular topic, which is the IHSAA Executive Committee approving new sectional assignments in six team sports for the next two school years. They unanimously accepted the recommendations of the respective realignment committees, which determine the sectional groups for the 2024-25 and 25-26 school years. This is for boys and girls basketball, boys and girls soccer, football, and volleyball. Now, if you're wondering about baseball and softball, that sectional realignment committee will meet later this summer to offer the recommendations. So we'll see if there's any change-ups there. But there are some significant change-ups in the sectional assignments for these next two seasons. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail with football and basketball. Those are the sports that we more closely follow in the fall and winter, actually being out broadcasting games with our area teams. So we're going to spend a little bit more time on those, but we'll certainly hit on soccer and volleyball as well. And I want to start in football, and everyone knows by now that East Central going to play at 5A, and there was a pretty good idea of the teams that may be in their sectional. So East Central will be in Class 5A Sectional 14. It's only going to feature four teams, so just out of the chute, a smaller sectional field than they would have in Class 4A, because there are far fewer teams in Class 5A as a whole. So they'll likely start sectional play a week later in the season. I do believe that's the way it goes for 5A and 6A with those smaller classes. So a little extra preparation for that first sectional game. And, of course, only having to win two games to be sectional champions. East Central will be in Sectional 14 with Columbus East, Franklin Community, and Seymour. And just out of the chute, when a team changes divisions, particularly when you go up from 4A to 5A because of your tournament success factor, winning back-to-back state championships, you immediately think, okay, is 5A going to be a lot tougher of a grind than 4A because the schools are bigger? Conventional wisdom would say yes, but I don't know that it's necessarily true. I don't know that there is a vast difference between the top of the line in 5A and the top of the line in 4A. If you look back to last year, East Central was one of the best teams in the state, regardless of class. They're going to have a much different looking team this year, but as we know and talk about each and every offseason, East Central, they never rebuild, they just reload, so there's going to be plenty of talent there, and I still think they're going to be a player in Class 5A. If you look at this particular sectional, Columbus East was 3-7 last year, Franklin Community was 5-5, and Seymour was 6-5. East Central obviously goes undefeated and wins the Class 4A state championship. So just out of the chute, you got to think East Central will be the favorite to win Sectional 14. Where they go beyond that, that's a whole different story. The road will certainly get tougher. It always does. Even in 4A, when they were playing there, road typically gets tougher as you advance out of the sectional. But this is a complete change for East Central due to that tournament success factor. They'll be in 5A for the next two seasons. Finished second in the state in the Sagarin rankings last season, only behind Ben Davis. The 5A state champion, Fort Wayne Snyder, I believe they are up to 6A based on their tournament success factor. And the next best 5A teams were Bloomington South. They finished 11th in the Sagarin, and Decatur Central finished 17th in the Sagarin. I do believe one of those two teams, pretty good likelihood to see them at the regional level. So again, the road will get tougher outside of the sectional. I know I may be getting way ahead of myself, but I like to kind of predict and forecast where some of these teams might go. And when you have an East Central that has had this great tournament success, not only these past 2 years winning state championships, but prior to that, winning sectionals, winning regionals, advancing through the tournament, the folks in St. Leon are already thinking about what their road back to Lucas Oil Stadium looks like at the 5A level. And I'm telling you right now, Bloomington South and Decatur Central seem like they're going to be two stout tests, or at least one stout test that may happen at the regional level. Of course, all these teams going to look different heading into the 2024 season. Obviously, there's attrition with seniors graduating. I don't personally have any concerns over East Central competing at the 5A level, even though they will have some roster turnover and some new folks stepping into key roles. Looks like Nolan Maple would be the guy to take over for Cole Burton at quarterback. He was listed as the backup last year, made it into some games. Obviously, they blew out a lot of teams, so looks like he's the heir apparent there. Ryan Mingus really showed flashes as a freshman running back that he's the next great running back in St. Leon. He's going to get all the opportunity in the world to showcase that this season. Carson Pozonka at safety. Great, great player that's getting some college looks. You got Noah Brown that was a freshman on the offensive line. He looks like he'll take the next step this year. Also returning, Brendan Coulter on the defensive line. Nathan McPhee, one of the best kickers, I would say, in the state. Alex Kuhn at linebacker. You got Wyatt Smith and Gavin Osterman coming back on the offensive line. Cole Sebastian at linebacker, among other top returning players. So I know it's really early to be talking about this, but this East Central team, like I said, they don't rebuild, they reload, and there is plenty left in the tank there for this team to come into 5A and make some noise this fall. But a four-team sectional with Columbus East, Franklin Community, and Seymour. At Class 3A, Sectional 30, change up here for the EIAC sectional, as we like to call it. Batesville, Franklin County, Greensburg, Lawrenceburg, Rushville, South Dearborn remain. Centerville and Indian Creek are out, so they will drop from an 8-team sectional to a 7-team sectional. And Purdue Polytechnic will be the team coming into this sectional. They ranked as one of the worst teams in 3A a season ago, 60th out of 64 teams. This particular sectional was won by Batesville last year. They have plenty of key players coming back, including quarterback Will Geisel, Cade Kaiser, a fantastic wide receiver and defensive back, Gage Pullman, really, really good running back, Alex Kreckler, I think he had, what, like 9 interceptions last year, good wide receiver as well, Damian Dance, Jack Durkheising, Max Amberger, among the other top players returning for Batesville. You know, Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn always keep themselves in the conversation. I think Franklin County had a really young team last year that was starting to take some strides. So I think they're a team that you want to look out for this fall as well. So again, this is going to be a super interesting sectional with only 7 teams. That means somebody's going to get a bye. They're going to have an extra week to rest, maybe get some players healthy because you know teams are going to get banged up throughout the year. So, again, a little bit of a shift in this sectional, but nothing ground-shaking with Purdue Polytechnic coming into Sectional 30. Class 2A Sectional 40, this will be an 8-team sectional featuring Switzerland County. They'll be joined by Brownstown Central, Clarksville, Crawford County, Eastern Pekin, Paoli, Salem, and Tell City. So Brown County, Crystal House, Indianapolis Cecina, Triton Central are out. That does eliminate a really good team. Triton Central was third in 2A last year in the Sagarin. Crawford County, Paoli, Salem, 18th. Tell City was 20th last year. So they do add some good teams as well. ultimately, this is going to be a very, very tough sectional for Switzerland County. Still a young program. I think they have come along pretty nicely to the point where they're a pretty competitive team. Had a nice team last season. But when you look at Brownstown Central at 2A, they are a giant at 2A. They were fifth in the Sagarin last year, so they will continue to be one of the strong favorites in this particular sectional moving forward. At Class 1A, got eight teams in this sectional that does feature Milan and North Decatur. Those two teams have butted heads 5 years in a row, but we do have a little bit of a change up here. Cambridge City Lincoln, who has been the worst team statistically, ratings-wise, in this sectional, is out. So too is Tri, who has a really nice program. They were 16th in 1A last year. In is Eastern Green. They were 21st last year. Greenwood Christian Academy and West Washington. So that makes up an eight-team sectional that features Eastern Green, Edinburgh, Greenwood Christian, Knightstown, Milan, North Decatur, South Decatur, and West Washington. And if we've figured out anything from the past 5 years, North Decatur and Milan will be on a collision course in some capacity. North Decatur won the sectional championship last year, 31-28 in the championship game over Milan. They've defeated the Indians 5 years in a row in the sectional, so it's going to be the same old story for Milan. We know the sectional championship is their primary goal. They do not play in a conference or independent, so it's sectional or bust, and they got to get that North Decatur monkey off of their back. They have not been able to do that the last five seasons. So there's your change-ups in high school football with the new sectional assignments. We are certainly looking forward to August rolling around and getting the ball kicked up in the air for football season. Always a favorite here at your hometown radio station. So looking forward to it, and we will certainly have our broadcast schedule out pretty soon. I think everyone can kind of guess where we're going at least the first three games of the year. It's kind of pinned in every year. Lawrenceburg East Central week one, Harrison East Central week two, and then Batesville and South Dearborn week three is a huge game, particularly on that side of the conference. So that's likely to remain in effect again this season. But again, can't wait till football season. Football's probably my favorite sport to watch. Love calling the games, so very, very much looking forward to it. Let's talk a little basketball here. Boys and girls basketball, pretty similar with the sectional assignments. There's one minor little thing, I believe, at the 2A level. We'll get there in just a moment. We'll start with the boys basketball side, or maybe we can kind of mirror these and go just boys and girls basketball, because for East Central, remaining in 4A, sectional 14, this is a five-team sectional, and you will have Columbus East, Columbus North, East Central, Franklin Community, and Whiteland. That is true for both the girls and boys side. That means Shelbyville is out. A five-team sectional, not a bad place to be. Don't have to win many games to cut down the nets. So, again, that's East Central's sectional going forward for the next 2 years in girls and boys basketball. 3A sectional 29, the EIAC sectional, that has a little bit of a changeup as well. Connersville is no longer a part of sectional 29, and particularly on the boys' side of things, they have been a player many years in recent memory, not so much last year, a little bit of a down year. They graduated a ton of really good seniors. Kerry Brown went to Rushville, so that program, not saying it's going into the dumps are going to be down forever, but not a great year last year, but otherwise have been a player in this particular sectional on the boys' side of things. But they are being replaced both on the boys' and girls' side with Jennings County. So it'll be Batesville, Franklin County, Greensburg, Jennings County, Lawrenceburg, and South Dearborn. And again, kind of looking at the boys' side of things, not trying to lean that way, but Jennings County just a couple years ago in boys' basketball was one of the best teams in 4A. Handful of games and made a run at the state championship. So they've had a very quality program as of late, will be a welcome addition on both the boys and girls sides of things. Class 2A sectional 45, girls basketball will have six teams. The boys side will have five. On the girls side, Austin, Brown County, Brownstown Central, South Ripley, Southwestern, and Switzerland County. And on the boys' side of things, it'll be Austin, Brown County, South Ripley, Southwestern, and Switzerland County. So Brownstown Central will not be included in the boys' sectional 45 like they were on the girls' side. The significant change here is really Milan dropping out and going to 1A. You also have Hauser and North Decatur that are out as well. And this is going to make for a fun 1A sectional. Crothersville, Hauser, Jacksonville, Milan, Oldenburg, Shaw Memorial, and Trinity Lutheran. So they have essentially kind of combined two sectionals, that being Sectional 60 and Sectional 62. Rising Sun was split apart from other Area 1A schools like Oldenburg, Jacksonville. They were playing in a sectional with Shaw Memorial, Trinity Lutheran, Crothersville, New Washington, teams like that. So it's a combination of those two sectionals, but a very intriguing one from our standpoint, both on the boys and girls sides here at your hometown radio station, because when we get the sectional play and we now have Rising Sun, Milan in the same sectional with the likes of Oldenburg Academy and Jacksonville, that's a sectional that we very well may be covering. All right, let's move on to boys and girls soccer. We'll give you a little rundown here in boys soccer, Class 3A, Sectional 13. And remember, there's only three classifications in soccer. East Central will be part of a seven-team sectional with Center Grove, Columbus East, Columbus North, Franklin Community, Shelbyville, and Whiteland. Class 2A, Sectional 29 in boys soccer, Batesville, Franklin County, Lawrenceburg, Madison, and South Dearborn will be joined by Switzerland County. And 1A Sectional 44 will include Jacksonville, Milan, Oldenburg Academy, Rising Sun, South Ripley, and Union County. A little bit different in girls soccer, the 3A Sectional number 12 featuring East Central, a five-team sectional with Greenfield Central, New Powell, Richmond, and Shelbyville. The girls 2A Sectional 29 features Batesville, Connersville, Franklin County, Greensburg, Lawrenceburg, Rushville, South Dearborn, EIAC Sectional, and Class 1A Sectional 44. Five teams, Milan, Oldenburg Academy, Rising Sun, South Ripley, and Switzerland County, excuse me. And in volleyball, Class 4A Sectional 14, five teams there, Columbus East, Columbus North, East Central, Franklin Community, and Whiteland Community. Class 3A Sectional 29, that will be mirroring the girls and boys basketball sectional with the Jennings County included with Batesville, Franklin County, Greensburg, Lawrenceburg, and South Dearborn. Class 2A Sectional 45, Austin, Brown County, Brownstown Central, South Ripley, Southwestern Hanover, and Switzerland County. And Class 1A Sectional 60, seven teams, including Crothersville, Hauser, Jacksonville, Milan, Oldenburg Academy, Rising Sun, and Trinity Lutheran. So again, those are your new sectional assignments for six sports in Indiana approved by the IHSAA. Some pretty significant change-ups for a few of our local schools. So again, if you want to go back and see those with your own eyeballs, you can find that story on the sports page at EagleCountryOnline.com. And that is going to wrap up the show on this Monday evening. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to Crunch Time. Listen to me flap my gums for 30 minutes about hometown sports. Love doing this show. Appreciate Ortho Cincy for their continued support of high school athletics and of this very program. We'll do it again next Monday, 6 to 6:30. We will be off for Memorial Day. And then, actually, excuse me, I'm jumping the gun. We'll be back next Monday. The following Monday, we will have the Lawrenceburg Tigers softball program on. Then we will be off for Memorial Day. So that is the remaining slate for the month of May. Have a great rest of your Monday. Thank you so much for tuning into Crunch Time on Eagle Country 99.3.